the sweet one. Hi guys, hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. hello. this is, you know who this is, come on. This is Nkemlu Mukunjo speaking live, signing into the Okunjo radio station, your host, as always, bringing you another episode. Welcome back, honey buns. Welcome back, my darlings. Welcome back to my little children. I love you all so much. Welcome back, guys. And you know, how do we do this? As usual, how was your day? Like, how was the weather like today? How did the weather treat you? You know, was it sunny, rainy, cloudy, windy, blue skies, mix of two, mix of three? Was it foggy? Was it smoggy? Was it just downright depressing? Come on. Oh, did it just suddenly start snowing? UK, side eye. Bombastic side eye. You know, oh, for goodness sake. Oh, was it foggy, smoggy? Like, did it start snowing? You know, was there a little blizzard? You know, was there a little tornado? Like, what was going on? Tell me what was going on. What's the details, honeys? What's the details? Well, yeah, honestly, in the UK, yesterday, after having 2 days of wonderful, I wouldn't say wonderful, I would say mildly pleasant weather, it decides to snow in some parts. And apparently it's not even just the UK that experienced it, it's actually the whole of Europe. And I'm like, why? You know, like, bruh, like, this is what climate change does. You see, when people say, oh my gosh, there is no climate change, it doesn't exist, why is it snowing in the middle of March? Bro, for goodness sake, why is it snowing in the middle of March? And now I'm doing such a British thing, you know, complaining about the weather. But come on, bro. Like, can we actually look at this? In the middle of March, it's at least supposed to either be raining or getting warmer. And it's still so bloody cold. Like, it's very cold right now. And I don't know why. And it's really, really annoying me. You know, I could see my breath today. Like, why? Why could I see my breath? Like, yesterday, I could see my breath as well. But it was more prominent today. Like, come on, bro. Like UK, come on, you guys need to do better, because not we, because yeah. Still Nigerian. But like, the thing is, you know, it's, oh, for goodness sake, I don't like it. I do. All of my friends, family, everybody who knows me knows that I don't like cold. I would rather be in heat, you know, because then you can turn the AC on, you know, and it's just nice for your skin. You get a little bit of vitamin D, you know, just enjoy your life, you know, enjoy your life, sipping on good water, cold water, yeah, that's life, you know. But come on, bro, like, the weather was nice at all, but yeah. Also, what did you do today? Did you go out? Did you stay in? Did you do your groceries? Guys, I have noticed that a lot of us haven't been doing groceries. No, literally, some of my friends have been living on takeaways. Guys, are you serious? Why are we living on takeaways? Make food! Like, I don't know why. It's almost like as if it's only me who loves to cook. You know? Like, I understand, okay, fine, you don't want to cook today, that's very understandable, you know. But like, maybe meal prep, make for the week, or, you know, make for the next 2 weeks. It's not hard, bro, you know, come on. You need to be doing groceries. You can't be living on Nando's, you can't be living on, you know, Popeyes, you can't be living on, you know, burgers, chips and fries. It's not, come on, guys, it's not healthy, it's not good for your health. You know, it's not right. But yeah, what did you do today? Did you go out? Did you stay home? Did you study for, you know, tests, exams? Are you working on group projects? I have group projects and some of my team members are not participating and it's making me so sad. But the good thing is that the teacher is very nice. So she literally said, if you have people that are not participating, well, they're gonna be removed from the group. So, well, oh well. But yeah. And how are you doing? How are you feeling? I hope you feel happy, you know. But what's going on with the emotions today? You know, happy, sad, irritated, confused, angry, elated, excited, you know, depressed, ever absolutely deflated, you know, feeling emasculated. I hope you guys are not feeling emasculated, men. You know, I'm looking at you, side eye. Yeah, but like, I hope you guys are feeling good in general. You know, I hope you had a chill day with lots of fun, lots of rest, and very little stress. Yes, you know, I also hope you ate good food. Because good food is life, and I hope you drank a lot of water because hydration is key and very, very much needed. Absolutely. Now, in my case, my day, you know, as I said, it was cold today. I didn't like it. I had to go to Tesco to go get some things to make stew, and I got that, and then, you know, I was coming home. And it was very, you know, it was cold, but I didn't like the cold, but it was still a bit bearable, you know. And I got in, you know, did some little bit of work, you know, math work to be precise, because I have a math, you know, test coming up soon, and I want to be wholly prepared for it. But yeah, I all in all, I had a nice day. I had very, very beautiful food. Ah, you know me chef. You guys know me chef. Yeah. So I had chicken and I had some very nice jello fries. Yeah. It was mouth-watering. It was absolutely beautiful. It was just, you know, splendid. But yeah, I literally had very good food also. Because I hadn't eaten jello fries in a while, you know, so I was like, hey, yes, there we go. There we go. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, that was my day. But yes, onto this episode. What am I reading? It is a poem made by me for you guys to listen to, huh? And it is called, I want you guys to guess what it's called, because I think I always keep telling you guys the name. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to tell you the name. Yeah, you guys can't possibly guess what it's called. Because I'm just too good. And it is called, What is Your New Name? Yes. What is Your New Name? Now, when I wrote this poem, I was listening to a lot of instrumentals. And I listened to 23 Hands by Alfonso Peduto, and also 27 Hands as well. He has wonderful, you know, piano music. And I also listened to the instrumental of Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay. Yes, the instrumental of Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay. Now, this poem is honestly about God. Yes, it is honestly about God, and it is what God named you before your earthly parents named you. Now, I feel as though a lot of people do not realize that you had an identity before you came into this earth. It says in the Bible that, you know, before you came to this earth, I knew you. That's God speaking. God said, I knew you before you were formed, before you came to this earth. You had an identity in me. You had a name. You had, you know, a purpose. You still have a purpose. But, you know, I sent you out with a purpose. I sent you out with a name. I sent you out with, you know, a prophecy that was put in you for you to do great things, even though they may seem small to other people. Your purpose on this earth is still very, very great, no matter who you are. And that's what a lot of people do not seem to understand. That's what a lot of people do not seem to get. We all have the body, spirit, you know, the mind and the spirit can also be said to be the same thing sometimes. And we have our soul. Our soul is the eternal man. And it's also like, I had Bible study on Wednesday, and my lady pastor, LP Dan, shout out to LP Dan if you're listening. LP Dan literally said that your inner man is the hidden man of the heart. That's what she called it, the hidden man of the heart. And that seems very fitting. I truly resonate with that. That seems very, very fitting. Because, bro, that's exactly what the inner man is. That's exactly what your soul is. Your soul is the eternal being created by God that was with God before you came here and has been brought to earth, you know, put into a physical body, which is you as a human being, you know, that you walk, you see, you do things, put into a physical body, like literally in a can, you know, I'm being like, yeah, you have things to do, bro. Do you understand? So I need you guys to understand that, you know, we all had names. Obviously your parents, you know, on earth, you know, who gave you your earthly names are wonderful people. You know, they're your guardians, they're your protectors, they're your teachers, you know, they're your parents on earth. But your heavenly father also gave you a name. And names are very significant. Names hold, you know, authority, they hold prophecy, they hold, you know, a lot of breakable, unshakable, you know, wild things. Those are names. Names hold access. Names hold access. Yes. Now, okay, let me give you an example. In Nigeria, you know, you can get to places if you know some people. Let's say you need to get into this, you know, club. And, you know, you say, oh, I was sent by so. And the name that you supply them is maybe their boss's wife. And they're like, oh, no, 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 let this person enter. Do you understand? That is what you mean. That's what we mean when we say names provide access. You know, names hold authority. When you see the president of so many, you know, places, their names hold authority. You would have to comport yourself now, you know, you would have to keep yourself in a certain way. You're meeting the president of a certain place. Do you understand? Names hold, you know, joy. There are some people's names, like your mom's name, if you hear your mom's name, brings you joy, happiness, you know? There are some names that bring understanding. Like there's a friend of yours whose name you would hear and you'd be like, ah, no, this is a very wonderful, understanding person. Somebody that's always been there with me when the times got rough. You know, that is what names do. Names bring remembrance of scenarios, situations, things that have happened. You know, names are literally previews, flashbacks, could you say? You know, names hold meaning. A lot of African names, you know, there's a deeper meaning to it. You know, like you would have somebody's name is this, and this person's name might mean, you know, God has, you know, blessed us. Do you understand? Or this person's name might be so and so, and then you hear the meaning being, you know, God is with us, you know, Emmanuel, God is with us, you know, or you can hear somebody's name means this, or you can hear somebody's name is this, and then you would hear, you know, the name means that, you know, I am around you, or, you know, I have guarded you, or, you know, I have walked with you, or, you know, safe journey. You know, like my sister's name, Awele, means, you know, safe journey. And so it's a very wonderful thing, you know. So I want you to ask God today, what is your heavenly name? What is the name that He Himself gave you? What is the identity you hold in Him? What is the identity you carry in Him? What is it? I want you to ask God today. But anyway, you know, please sit back, relax, listen, learn, understand, and yeah, get a few things from this, guys. And always, always, always enjoy. Thank you. What is your new name? We all need new names. Some people change their names whenever they feel like. Now I ask you, what is your name? No, I mean your spiritual one. What is your spiritual name? The name our Heavenly Father gave you, your original name. You have your earthly name that your earthly parents gave you, and that is absolutely wonderful. The name that they carefully thought out, the name they planned for you, to give you strength and courage, to give you a means to stand out. So now, how much more the Creator, the one who made you, what does He call you? He knew you before you were formed in the womb. You had an identity in heaven before you came to earth. Ask Him what your name is, the identity of your true self, the identity of your eternal man, the identity of the hidden man of the heart, of your soul. Ask Him. As it was in the Bible, from Abram to Sarai, to Abraham and Sarah, from Saul to Paul, from Jacob to Israel. You are a blessing in the earth, sent to fulfill great and wonderful things that God has planned for your life. Remember, names have power. Names hold access. Names hold prophecy. Now I ask you once again, what is your spiritual name? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. As you know, this is Kemble Mukunja signing out from the Okonjo radio station. I am curious to hear your favorite part of this poem. Why it caught your attention and what you think you have learned from it. Yes, yes, yes. What have you learned? Tell me. So I can improve, you know. Also, if you have any questions, please let me know and I will do my best to answer them. I would also love to know how this poem affected you in any way, so please tell me. You can contact me through any way possible, you know. Remember, this is a bi-weekly podcast with episodes that air every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. West African time.
Please follow me on Instagram at Nephilim_234. That is Nephilim, NEPHILIM_234. And Poetry and Podcast, that is Poetry and Podcast, all one word, where I would be posting the poems that I have read. You can also follow me on TikTok at Nkendili Mukunjo. That is NKEMDILIMOKONJO, all together. Or on Twitter at Nkem09. That is NKEM09. You can also send, you know, emails to my email at nkemdilimokonjo5@gmail.com. That is nkemdilimokonjo5@gmail.com. I'm gonna repeat that. That is nkemdilimokonjo5@gmail.com. Thank you. And my podcast is now available on more platforms. I did my best to make it available for everybody. So my podcast is also available on Google Podcast, Acast, Audrey, Alexa Flash, Antenna Pod, PCast, that is PEACast, Podcast Addict, Spreewell Podcast, that is Spreewell, that is Spreewell, Spreewell Podcast, Momento FM, that is Momento, MOMENTO.FM. Yeah. There is Good Pods as well. That is GOODPODS. Good Pods. There is TuneIn. That is TUNEIN. There is Snipped. SNIPD. Snipped. There is Podverse. PODVERSE. There is Podcast Go, there is Podcast App, there is Podbean, 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 yeah. There is Moonbeam, there is Player FM, that is Player, PLAYER.FM, Player FM. There is Luminary, that is LUMINARY, Luminary. There is Clever FM, that is CLEVER.FM. There is Castmix, CASTMIX, Castmix. There is Deezer, DEEZER, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Castbox, Stitcher, iVox, that is IVOOX, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and lastly, of course, Patreon. And as you all know, you'll know where you're listening at. Anchor. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, please share to your family and friends and tell them to share. And also tell them to share wider and wider and wider. And also give feedback and comment by leaving a voice message to the Anchor app, commenting on Spotify or any other social media platforms you've chosen. Yes. I'm sending lots of love, lots of hugs to those who need it, and lots of stress-free situations, because I know a lot of us need it right now. Mm-hmm. So good evening, good night, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in.